马太第三章
Matthew chapter 3
第二节
Verse 2
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
第四章第十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
我们很感谢主，这一次我们有机会。今天还有24号大家的假期，我们一同来看国度的真理。
We thank the Lord for the opportunity today and on 24th to look at the doctrine of the kingdom of God.
那国度的真理是非常重要的真理。
This doctrine of the kingdom is a very important one.
但是也是很容易被人误会的。
But it's also something misunderstood.
在神的儿女中间有很多很多的争执。
Amongst the children of God, there are contentions on this topic.
这个和我们属灵的追求发生很重大的关系。
This with our spiritual pursuit has got crucial relations.
我们知道过去几十年在中国有一个很大的属灵的复兴。
We know that in China in the past there was a great revival.
那个属灵的复兴不光是广度，而且是深度。
Not only was the revival breadth but depth.
我们知道各地教会历史里面有好多次的教会的复兴。
We know that in the church history there are many revivals.
比方说威尔斯大复兴，1903年左右，大概有10万人在很短的几年之内，他们归向主。
Like in the Welsh revival, there was 100,000 people that turned to the Lord.
其实我们知道威斯利·约翰他一生拯救的人不过是10万人。
We know that John Wesley, his whole life, he onlymanaged to convert 10万人 100,000
那么但是在那一段时间里面就是在威尔斯大复兴的时候我们知道说就在不到几年大概4年5年主就做了这么大的工作
But we know in the Welsh revival God did a great work there in that short number of years
那我们知道大概在50年前
But 50 years ago
在中国也有一次很大的复兴
In China there was this great revival
那个复兴不光是广度的，而且深度的。
Not only was it a breadth, but depth.
那现在我们回过头去看。
And so now we turn to the scripture.
那个福音和这个 kingdom truth 和教国度的真理有发生极大的关系。
And so that revival is very much related to kingdom truth.
那因着我们忽略这个真理。
Because we neglect this truth,
所以我们在生活上我们就离开，就够不上这个真理。
And so in our daily living, we do not keep up to this truth.
所以我们开始放松了。
And so we become loosened.
人都是容易放松的。
And human beings, we are easy to be loosened.
那么我们注意到啊，在马太福音里面，特别是讲到天国。
And so the kingdom of heaven is especially mentioned in Matthew.
这是很特别的。
This is.Special.
那但是呢，同样一段圣经，你读到路加福音就讲神的国。
If you look at Luke, it is kingdom of God.
所以现在我们要问，天国跟神的国有什么不同吗
？And so we need to ask whether there's a difference between kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God.
还有天国是不是跟天堂是一样的
？Is kingdom of God the same as heaven?
还有这个进入永生和进入天国是不是一件事情
？Entering into eternal life and entering into the kingdom are they the two same things?
那你读圣经的时候。
If you study the Bible,
有的时候你读到国度是指今天来说的。
Today, if you talk about kingdom, it's referring to today.
有的时候只是将来来说的。
Sometimes it's about the future.
那么到底是今天的呢，还是将来的
？So is it today or is it tomorrow?
那么还有，你读圣经的时候
，When you study the Bible,
你知道许多时候我们读圣经，好像那个神的国是隐藏的。
Sometimes the kingdom is like hidden.
我们基督徒知道神的国已经临到了。
We Christians know that the kingdom of God has come.
世界上的人不知道。
The kingdom of the people of this world that do not know.
只有我们跟随主的人，我们知道他是我们的王。
Those of us who follow the Lord, we know that He is our King.
他在哪里掌权，哪里就是他的国度。
Where He reigns, there His kingdom is.
但世界不知道。
But the world does not know.
所以我们说这个 kingdom 是 the kingdom in mystery, 或者说。Hidden kingdom, 或者说隐藏的国度。
And so this is the kingdom in mystery or the hidden kingdom.
但是有一天我们主回来了。
But one day when the Lord comes back,
那全世界都知道我们的主做王了。
Then the whole world will know that our Lord is king.
他是万主之主，万王之王。
He is king of kings and lord of lords.
所以那个是指的显出来的国度。
And that is the manifested kingdom.
所以我们知道国度有隐藏的一面，有显出来的一面。
And so the kingdom has got a portion which is in mystery, hidden, and a portion that is manifested.
今天是隐藏的。
Today it's hidden.
将来它要显出来。
In the future it is to be manifested.
所以现在我们要问。
And so today we have to ask.
到底国度是今天的呢，还是将来的？
So whether kingdom is today or in the future.
到底国度是隐藏的呢，还是显出来的？
Whether kingdom is hidden or manifested.
还有圣经明明讲到，弥赛亚国就是人子的国。
And so the kingdom of the Messiah,
Messianic kingdom,
Messianic kingdom is 是什么？
Is the kingdom of the Son of Man, 是人子的国。
It's also the kingdom of the Son of Man.
但同时呢，也讲到天父的国。
Also the Father's kingdom.
所以这个到底有没有什么不同？
And so is there a difference between the two?
到底安息是今天的呢，安息还是将来的？
Whether the Sabbath, the rest is today or in the future?
我们知道今天我们在旷野里面。
Today we are in the wilderness.
我们进到迦南，我们就进到国度的安息。
When we enter into Canaan, we enter into the kingdom's rest.
所以我们知道说将来我们要进入国度的安息。
And so in the future we will enter into this kingdom's rest.
那为什么我们就今天已经享受安息了呢？
Why is it that today we have already entered enjoy the rest?
还有主的话说，你要求神的国和神的义。
The Bible also says you must seek first God's kingdom and His
righteousness. 那为什么他要说进天国？
And so why enter kingdom of heaven?
求神的国和进神的国有什么不同？
Seeking His kingdom and entering His kingdom, is that different?
所以当我们读圣经的时候，
and so when we study the Bible,
你就会发现这些名词在圣经里都有。
We know all these terms appear in the Bible.
但是呢，我们就糊涂了。
But we become muddled.
到底什么叫做神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
为什么只有马太福音只用天国？
Why is it that only Matthew used kingdom of heaven?
我们知道马太一共用了32次。
We know that Matthew uses 32 times.
路加没有提。路加没有提。
Luke did not mention kingdom of heaven.
马可也没有提。
Mark did not mention kingdom of heaven.
约翰也没有提。
John did not mention kingdom of heaven.
圣经其他地方也没有提。
And nowhere else in the Bible.
那中文提了一次。天国是讲是保罗讲到他讲到天国。
And so once in the Chinese, Paul mentioned kingdom of heaven.
但是那个应该是 heavenly kingdom, 应该指的属天的国说的。
And that refers actually to the heavenly kingdom.
和 the kingdom of heaven 是不一样的。
Heavenly kingdom and kingdom of heaven are different.
所以我们知道说，当大马太用这个词的时候，
and so when Matthew uses this term,
他很小心的来用。
He is very careful.
所以现在我们要问，
and so today we have to ask,
到底他是不是就是神的国？
Is the kingdom of heaven the same as kingdom of God?
如果神的国就是天国，天国就是神的国。
If kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven are the same,
那为什么马太福音用天国呢？
Then why is it that Matthew uses it have kingdom of heaven?
那么有读圣经就告诉我们了。
If you study the Bible,
因为犹太人非常敬畏神。
Because the Jews revere God,
他们不直接叫神是神。
They will not call God as God.
所以他们不肯说天，不肯说神的国。
And so they are unwilling to say kingdom of God.
因为马太福音主要是写给犹太人。
Because Matthew is written to the Jews.
所以马太很自然就不用神的国，就用天国了。
And so Matthew naturally uses kingdom of heaven.
所以有人说天国就是神的国，神的国就是天国。
And so some people say the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God are synonymous.
那对外邦人来说，
and so for Gentiles,
路加福音写路加福音的时候，
when Luke wrote Luke,
他的对象是外邦人。
His audience was Gentiles.
这个天国就犹太人懂。
Kingdom of heaven only the Jews knew.
因为这个词和但以理书有关系。
Because this term is related to the book of Daniel.
他们懂得但以理书。
Because they know Daniel.
所以他们懂得天国。
So they know kingdom of heaven.
当施洗约翰说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
When John the Baptist says kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
主耶稣说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And so when the Lord Jesus says repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣和施洗约翰没有解释什么叫天国。
Both Jesus and John the Baptist did not explain what.
因为听众一定懂得什么叫天国。
Because the audience will know.
但如果你对于外邦人，
but for the Gentiles,
你对罗马人，
for Romans,
你对希腊人，
for Greeks,
你告诉他们说天国近了，
if you say kingdom of heaven is at hand,
他们没有但以理书的背景。
They do not have the background of the book of Daniel.
所以他们当然不懂得这些话。
And so they will not understand.
所以路加就说神的国近了。
And so Luke says, kingdom of God is at hand.
因为路加主要对希腊人的。
Because Luke is to Greeks.
马可主要对有罗马人的。
So Mark is for Romans.
所以他就说神的国近。
And so he said kingdom of God is at hand.
所以你看神的国就是天国，天国就是神的国。
And so kingdom of God is kingdom of heaven and kingdom of heaven.
所以这两个是 interchangeable， 这两个可以互换的。
And so these two are interchangeable.
所以有的人说。
And so some people say
天国就等于神的国，神的国就等于天国。
And some people say the two are synonymous.
但如果你仔细读马太福音
If you carefully study Matthew,
你看你刚才的说法不一定对
that explanation just now may not be right.
如果你对犹太人
If for the Jews,
因为他们不敢提神他们尊敬神
because they revere God,
所以天国其实就是神的国来说的
and so kingdom of heaven is kingdom of God,
那如果这是对的话
If this is right,
那现在请问如果真的这样的话
If this is so,
那马太福音里面只有讲天国了。
Then kingdom of heaven, then Matthew can only have kingdom of heaven and nothing else.
但是如果你读马太福音的话
Why do you study kingdom of heaven,
除了天国这个词之外
Apart from kingdom of heaven,
结果圣灵又用了五次神的国。
The Holy Spirit uses the term kingdom of God five times.
所以现在你就懂了。
And so now you know.
你看，你明白吗？如果犹太人尊敬神，他们不敢用神的国，那为什么马太用神的国
？If the Jews revere God and would not use the word God, then why does the word kingdom of God?
那一面神的国就等于天国。
On the one hand, kingdom of heaven is kingdom of God.
这两个是重叠的。
The two are the same.
但是圣灵借着马太，同时用了天国，同时用了神的国。
But God, the Holy Spirit used Matthew to use the word kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God appearing both.
所以给我们看这两个又一点不同的。
And so again, there's a slight difference between the two.
它的确有重叠的部分。
There is commonality.
但是呢，我们知道也有不同的部分。
But also there's difference.
你到了上海。
You go to Shanghai.
你就到了中国。
You go to China.
中国跟上海是重叠的。
Shanghai is in China.
Overlap.跟中国是重叠的
the overlap, the two overlap.
所以你说我到了上海我就到了中国
So if you go to Shanghai, you go to China.
这个对吗没有错
is it true? Yes, it's true.
但是反过来说
But on the other hand,
我到了中国就到上海这句话是不对的
If you go to China, you need not necessarily go to Shanghai.
所以中国是比上海大的
China is larger than Shanghai.
但是因为上海是中国的一部分
But because Shanghai is part of China,
所以一面它是重叠的
On the one hand, there's common overlap.
但是另外一方面
On the other hand,
因为中国比上海大
Because China is more than Shanghai.
它有重叠的部分
There is an overlapping.
也没有重叠的部分
There is also a difference.
所以你这样来读马太福音你就懂了
If you study Matthew this way.
所以可见神的国跟天国有重叠的部分
Kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven has overlap.
但是呢我们知道很清楚
But we know very clearly.
它也有许多没有重叠的部分
There's also a difference.
所以这样我们就能明白到底圣经神的国是什么意思来说的。
And so now we know what kingdom of God means.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读这些读马太读这个圣旧新约圣经的时候
so when you study the New Testament,
所以我们一定要弄清楚
we have to be very clear,
到底神的国跟天国有什么不同。
What's the difference between kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven?
那如果你把马太福音那五个地方讲神的国的地方，你好好把它读过。
If you study the five places in Matthew where it talks about kingdom of God,
你发现说神的国比天国要大的。
Kingdom of God is larger than kingdom of heaven.
神的国就指着神掌权的范围。
Kingdom of God is the domain through which God reigns.
这叫做神的国。
This is kingdom of God.
而神的国是从永远到永远。
Kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
神的国的范围是整个的宇宙。
Kingdom of God is the entire universe.
他创造了天，创造了地。
He created the heavens and the earth.
所以你看见，虽然今天撒旦背叛神
，although Satan rebelled against God,
但是不要忘记
，but let's not forget,
神掌权的范围仍就是整个宇宙的。
God's reign is on the entire universe.
所以就着空间来说是整个的宇宙。
So it's going to realm is the whole universe.
就着时间来说是从永远到永远的。
The matter of time is from eternity to eternity.
诗篇103篇。
Psalms 103.
19节。
Verse 19.
耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄和他的国统管万有。
The Lord has established his throne in the heavens.And his sovereignty or his kingdom rules over all.
所以这里讲到他的国
Here it talks about his kingdom.
这个他的国就是耶和华的国。
This is Jehovah's kingdom.
那耶和华的国就是神的国。
Jehovah's kingdom is God's kingdom.
为什么？
Why?
因为在 天上立定宝座。
Because in heaven, the throne is in heaven.
你知道哪里有宝座，哪里就有国度。
Where there is a throne, there is a kingdom.
所以你看见宝座了，你就看见了整个的国度了。
And so when you see the throne, you see the entire kingdom.
而这里说他的国是统管万有。
And so his kingdom is for rules of all.
那不要忘记这个万有乃是指着宇宙的万有来说的。
And so this all here is the entire universe.
他创造了宇宙，创造了万有。
So he created the universe, created all.
现在他的国度能够他掌权的范围就是整个的宇宙。
And so his realm, his kingdom is the entire universe.
所以我们知道说神的国是指着神掌权的范围来说的。
And so God's kingdom is where he reigns his entire realm.
就着时间来说是从永远到永远。
And from the perspective of time, it's from eternity to eternity.
就着空间来说。
And so from time and space,
它是指天上地下地底下整个的宇宙来说的。
He reigns over the heavens, the earth, and under the earth.
所以请记得。
And so remember,
宇宙中神的宝座。
And so the throne, of God,
就告诉我们说，神的国是从永远到永远的。
Tells us that his kingdom is from eternity to eternity.
神的国也是掌管整个宇宙的。
God's kingdom reigns over all.
所以我想这个很清楚，这个指着整个神的国来说。
And so here it talks about the entire kingdom of God.
但是从永远到永远这个过程里面
，But from the matter of eternity to eternity,
有一段的时间
，There is a period of time.
圣经称它做天国。
There's a period of time Bible calls it kingdom.
那等一等，我们会很明显的来看到底从哪里到哪里。
So afterwards we will see from which point to which point.
但是我先把答案告诉大家。
So I tell you the answer first.
所以我再说。
So I say again,
神的国是从永远到永远。
God's kingdom is from eternity to eternity.
包括旧约的以色列国。
Including the Old Testament kingdom of Israel.
你看见吗？神虽然借着以色列的王坐在大卫宝座的王来为他掌权。
God used the kings sitting on the throne of David to reign in Israel.
那这个国还是代表神国度里面的一部分。
This kingdom is still part of God's kingdom.
那些坐在大卫宝座上
，those who sit on David's throne，
他们代表神的权，做权柄。
They represent God's authority.
所以，当全国伏在大卫的宝座底下
，and so when everyone was submitted to David's throne，
那么严格说来，他们就伏在神的权柄底下。
Then they actually submit to God's throne.
宇宙只有神是权柄。
The whole universe, only God is on the throne.
没有人有权柄。
No one else has authority.
但如果我们服在神的权柄底下
，But if we submit under his authority,
我们就可以做他 delegate authority， 我们就可以做他代表的权柄。
Then we can have his delegated authority.
父母就这样。
Parents are like that.
做父母的因为服在神的权柄底下
，Because parents are under the authority of God，
他们可以代表神
，They can represent God，
来做权柄
，and have authority.
所以儿女不光佩服父母
，Not only do Children look up to their parents.
而且他们顺服他们的父母。
They also submit to their parents.
因为他们发现，在父母的身上，他们看见神的权柄。
Because they see in their parents God's authority.
所以你看，神的权柄能够达到每一个地方。
And so we know that God's authority can go to all.
因为神借着父母能够掌管所有的家庭。
Because God through the parents can reign over the family.
一个国家的元首。
A ruler of a nation.
如果他们服在神的权柄底下
，If they are submitted to God's authority,
他们就可以做神代表的权柄。
Then they can be delegated authorities.
教会中的负责弟兄们也是一样。
The responsible brothers of the church are likewise.
你看见当他们服在神的权柄底下
，When they are submitted to God's authority,
那么很自然他们就可以做代表的权柄。
Then naturally they can represent God.
那没有一个代表的权柄。
If without delegated authority,
可以要求别人来顺服他的。
Then you cannot demand others to submit to them.
如果你不佩服一个权柄，你不可能顺服一个权柄。
If you do not look up to an authority, then you will not submit to that authority.
所以做父母的人
，and so for parents,
做长老的人
，for elders,
在教会中带领别人的人
，for those who lead others in the church,
他不是用地位来辖制弟兄姊妹。
They do not use earthly authority to suppress.
因做他们服在神权柄底下
，but because they submit to the authority of God,
他们敬畏神
，because they revere God.
结果很自然他们做神代表的权柄。
And so very naturally they have delegated authority.
弟兄姊妹看见他们怎样顺服神。
So brothers and sisters see the way they submit to God.
没有自己的意思。
Without self-opinions.
他们一切都是主，不是自己的，不是他自己的 will， 都是神的旨意。
They have no self-will, but all of God's will.
所以这些叫他们佩服。
So they are looking
admire.
They admire it.
因着他们佩服的缘故
Because of their admiration.
他们的顺服是自自然然的
So the submission is natural.
很多做丈夫的
Those are husbands.
告诉妻子说
Tell the wives.
圣经明明说做丈夫的是头
The Bible clearly says that husband must be
所以做妻子的要顺服丈夫
And so the wife must submit.
这句话是不错的
this word is true.
这句话什么意思呢
What does this word mean?
丈夫什么时候做头呢
When does the husband become head?
当他服在神的权柄底下
When he submits under the authority of God,
当他让神做头的时候
When God is head of him,
你看见他的丈夫妻子佩服他
then the wife will admire him,
因为他能这样的顺服神
because he can submit to God,
这样没有自己
because he doesn't have himself,
他完全在主里面失去他的自己
because he has lost himself in God,
所以这个时候他自然就是头了
and so naturally he becomes head.
这个时候妻子很自然的就顺服丈夫
And so the wife will naturally submit.
所以没有一个丈夫可以对妻子说
And so no wife can tell the, no husband can
你要听我的话
No husband can tell
你要顺服我
You must submit to me
弟兄姊妹当他这样说的时候
If someone says that
他已经不是头了
Then he's no longer the head
你明白吗
Do you understand?
因为他能这样说证明他没有让神做头
Because he didn't say it like that That's why he can get God's head
如果他让神做头他永远不会这样说的
If God is his head Then he will not say it like that
他只能爱的最多
He will love the most
弟兄姊妹这个丈夫是在爱里面做权柄的
So this husband is in authority in love
所以妻子不是奴隶式的顺服
So, it's not compelling submission from the wife.
这个不是做奴隶 it's not a slavery. 不是做奴隶的
It's not a slave.
许多时候妻子以为我这样顺服像做奴隶一样
Some wives think that if I submit like that, I'm like slaves.
这个是没有圣经没有这样的思想
The Bible has got no such connotation.
所以弟兄姊妹
So, brothers and sisters,
现在你知道说
Now you know.
因为基督因为神是基督的头
Because
神是基督头
Because God is the head of Christ.
而基督是个人的头
Because Christ is the head of all of us
男人是女人的头
The man is the head of the woman
弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
在这里有许多代表的权柄
And so here there is a lot of dedicated authority
结果给我们看见说
And so here it will show us
宇宙中神的宝座只有一个
In the whole universe God's throne is only one
从永远到永远
From eternity to eternity
但是不要忘记
But let's not forget
这是神的国
This is God's kingdom.
圣经讲到神的国的时候
when Bible talks about God's kingdom,
他是用最广的定义来说明他的
This is the broader sense of the word.
但当我们主来到地上的时候
But when Christ came to this earth,
他在四福音里面讲神的国
In the four Gospels, he talked about kingdom
of God. 你发现很多时候和天国是重叠的
There is oftentimes overlap with the kingdom of heaven.
为什么呢
Why?
因为现在主耶稣所说的那个国
Because here the Lord Jesus, when he talked about kingdom of God,
乃是从主耶稣第一次来
It's when the Lord Jesus came the first time.
一直到他第二次来。
All the time to the second coming.
所以 from the first coming 到 second, 就从第一次来到第二次来。
From the first coming to the second coming.
这一段神的国。
This period of the kingdom of God.
只有这个 section, 只有这一段。
This section of the kingdom of God.
圣经称它做天国。
The Bible calls it kingdom of heaven.
明白吗？
You understand?
天国乃是和主耶稣发生关系的。
So the kingdom of heaven has much to do with the Lord Jesus.
他什么时候降生？
The time he came.
你看见神的国，天国就开始了。
And so kingdom of God begins.
等到千禧年，等到我们的主回来以后。
In the millennial kingdom, when the
我们的主回来以后
，when the Lord comes back,
他就带进了千年国。
Then he brings in the millennial kingdom, 1,000 years.
那么在这个 millennial kingdom 这个千禧年最后的时候。
The end of the millennium kingdom.
那么我们的主就把他的国度就交给父神了。
Then our Lord will hand over the kingdom of God, the kingdom to the Father, to God.
这圣经里面很明显告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？从主耶稣第一次来
，from the time the Lord Jesus came the first time，
一直到他第二次来
，up to the time he came the second time，
一直等到千禧年的最后的时候。
All the time, the way to the end of the millennial kingdom.
那一段神的国，圣经称它做天国。
This entire period of the kingdom of God is called the kingdom of heaven.
天国就是天掌权。
The kingdom of heaven is when heaven reigns.
主耶稣来到地上。
The Lord Jesus came to.
他不管到什么地方。
Wherever he went.
天堂就到什么地方。
The heaven will be there.
是主耶稣把天堂带到地上来的。
It's the Lord Jesus that brought heaven to that place.
我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we were saved,
我们人在地上
，Although we are still on earth,
好像在天上一样。
We are like in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
有的时候我们在病床上
At times we may be on a sick bed.
但圣经告诉我们说
But the Bible tells us,
原来是我们的主为我们铺床的。
Actually, it's the Lord who laid the bed for us.
换一句话说，当我们躺在病床上的时候
When we are laying on the bed,
是我们的主亲自安慰我们的。
It's the Lord that comforts us.
你说你在地上
You say we are on earth,
但是你好像在天上一样。
But you are like in heaven.
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
天什么时候开始掌权的
When does the heavens reign?
主耶稣第一次来的时候
The Lord Jesus came the first time.
结果他就把天堂带到地上来了。
He brought the heaven to earth.
主耶稣叫我们祷告
The Lord Jesus taught us,
我们在天上的父
Our Heavenly Father,
愿你的国降临
that your kingdom may come,
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
请记得在天上神的旨意没有问题的
In heaven, God's will is not a problem.
你的旨意通行在天上没有问题的
God's will in heaven is not a problem.
现在问题在哪里
Where's the problem?
问题在地上
Problems on earth.
因为什么
Why?
因为全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Because the whole earth is under the reign of the evil one.
当主耶稣受试探的时候
When the Lord was tempted,
你知道撒旦怎么说
What did Satan say?
我把万国的荣华都给你。
I give you all the glories of the earth to you.
换一句话说万国的荣华都在主耶都在撒旦的手里面。
So the glories of this earth is in the hand of Satan.
他对主耶稣说
So he told Jesus,
你只要拜一拜
If you worship me,
这个万国荣华就是你的。
This entire glory of this earth will be given to you.
主耶稣没有说你是错了。
The Lord did not say you are wrong.
主耶稣只是说不可试探主你的神。
The Lord only said you cannot tempt the Lord your God.
弟兄姊妹，所以可见今天是世界的神弄瞎了人的心眼。
The God of this world blinded our eyes.
所以这个世界哪里有天堂
？So on this earth, where is there's no heaven?
这个世界是不能够叫神的旨意通行的。
The earth cannot fulfill the will of heaven.
所以，请你记得，圣经里面讲天国。
So when the Bible talks about kingdom of heaven,
不是爬到天上的那个国。
It's not to go to heaven and heaven on up there.
是天国，是天国降临在地，天堂降临在地上的国。
It's the heaven that descended on earth.
天堂在天上。
The heaven is in heaven.
现在天堂降到地上。
Now this.Heaven is now descended on earth.
从什么时候开始的
？When does it start?
道成肉身开始的。
When the Word became flesh.
因为主耶稣就是道。
Because the Lord Jesus was the Word.
他本来与神同在。
Originally he was with God.
他就是神。
He was God.
但有一天
，But one day,
道成了肉身。
One day the Word became flesh.
他从天上来到地上了。
He came from heaven to earth.
他到了哪里
？Wherever he went.
哪里就是天堂。
Wherever he went.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
今天我们蒙恩得救以后。
Since we are saved,
我们今天不是到天上去享受天堂。
We do not go to heaven to enjoy heaven.
今天不光天上是天堂
，Not only is the heaven the heaven,
人间也是天堂。
The time here and below is also heaven.
这个世界也是天堂。
This world is also heaven.
为什么是天堂呢
？Why is it heaven?
因为不要忘记，如果全世界握在那恶者的手下
，Because the whole world is under the reign of the
那是地狱。
If the whole world is under the reign of Satan,
今天全世界都是地狱。
Today the whole earth is hell.
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord,
哪里有神的权柄？
Where there is God's authority,
哪里就是天堂。
There is heaven.
哪里天就可以掌权。
There heaven reigns.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
请记得，天国是从主耶稣开始的。
Kingdom of heaven is when the Lord Jesus began.
你明白吗？ So, 天国就是指天来掌权说的。
Kingdom of heaven is when heaven reigns.
是从主耶稣第一次来
It's when Jesus came the first time.
一直到主耶稣第二次来
Up to Jesus come second time.
到了千禧年的最后
Up to the end of the millennial kingdom.
他把这国度交给父神
And then he hands over the kingdom to God.
从那个时候开始
From that time on,
永世就进来了
Then eternity comes in.
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
接着下去，既然把国度交给神
Now that the kingdom has been given to God.
这个就是神的国度了。
This is God's kingdom.
主耶稣降生以前
Before the Lord Jesus came,
神的国已经老早从永远开始了。
The kingdom of God began from eternity past.
当千禧年以后，主耶稣把国交还给父神以后
After the millennial kingdom, when the Lord Jesus Christ hands over the kingdom to God,
神的国度要到永远的。
The kingdom of God is to eternity.
所以你明白吗？
You understand?
这个中间神的国有一段的时间。
So in between this whole period in the kingdom of God,
这一段时间
this period,
天掌权。
It's when heaven reigns.
这段时间你仍旧在地上。
This period of time, although you are on earth,
除了千禧年之外
or apart from the millennial kingdom,
到了千禧年就不同了。
Once you come to the millennial kingdom,
千禧年以前的一段
before the millennial kingdom,
我们的天堂是地上的天堂。
Our king, our heaven is heaven on earth.
所以弟兄们，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
因着这个缘故
because of that,
这个国度叫做天国。
This kingdom is called kingdom of heaven.
所以我想应该是很清楚了。
And so are we all clear?
所以等等我问大家，应该大家这点回答得出来。
So if I ask you, you should be able to answer.
什么叫做天国？什么叫做神的国？
What is God's kingdom? What is God's kingdom of heaven?
神的国从永远到永远。
God's kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
但特别里面有一段。
But especially there's a period in between.
有我们的主把天堂带到地上。
Because our Lord brought heaven to earth.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
这个叫什么呢？
What is this called?
这个叫做天国。
This is kingdom of heaven.
那么天堂是什么呢？
What is heaven?
那刚才我们所说的
Just now we said,
to heaven as a state, 天堂是一个情况。
Heaven is a state.
你明白吗？虽然今天我们在地上
Although we are on earth,
但是好像在天上一样。
But it's like we are in heaven.
所以这个 heaven 是个 state, 是一个形，是一个状态。
So heaven is a state.
虽然我们今天还没有到天堂
Although we haven't gone to heaven,
那天堂也是个地方。
Heaven is also a place.
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
主耶稣告诉我们说
Lord Jesus told us,
他升到父那里去要为我们预备地方去
He goes to the Father, prepares a place for us.
所以我们知道
so we know,
将来我们要与神同住
so one day we will live with God.
那个地方就是天堂
That place is called heaven.
但是今天的天堂在天上
Today, heaven is in heaven.
到了千禧年的时候
At the millennial kingdom,
这个天堂要降到空中
ThisHeaven will descend to the air.
等到千年国，等到等到什么？等到新天新地的时候。
In a new heaven and new earth.
那请记得，那个时候这个天堂就降到地上来了。
Then this heaven will be descended.
所以我们感谢主，每个人得救了都要进天堂。
So every one of us who are saved will go to heaven.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
严格说来，最后不是上天堂。
Finally, it's not going to heaven.
因为如果天堂在天上呢，你要上到天堂上去。
If the heaven is up there, then we must go up to heaven.
但是不，什么叫福音呢？
What's the gospel?
不是你爬到天上去。
It's not that you have climbed to heaven.
乃是天堂从天而降。
And that is the heaven has descended to the earth.
这个就是新耶路撒冷。
This is new Jerusalem.
这个就是恩典。
This is grace.
什么叫宗教呢？
What's religion?
宗教就是人爬爬爬到天上去。
Religion is when man climbs to heaven.
所以我要上天堂。
And so I want to go up to heaven.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
什么叫福音呢
？What's gospel?
福音就是最后你看见到永世的时候，你看见天堂就从天而降了。
And so eternity, heaven descends to earth.
然后新耶路撒冷。
And New Jerusalem,
那就是我们与神同住的地方。
That's where we live together with God.
这就是我们所说的天堂。
This is what we call heaven.
所以我想是很清楚的。
Are we clear?
所以我们有神的国。
And there is kingdom of God.
有天国。
Kingdom of heaven.
也有天堂。
Then heaven.
那么永生是什么意思呢
？So what's eternity?
我们读一段圣经。
Shall we turn to the scripture?
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
第十六节，第十九章十六节。
19 verse 16.
有一个人来见耶稣说夫子我该做什么善事才能得永生
And behold one came to him and said Teacher what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life
但你看主耶稣怎么回答
And so what did Jesus say
主耶稣说你若要进入永生就当遵守诫命
What the Lord Jesus says If you wish to enter into life
你看这个问题问错了
So the question Is asked wrongly.
他说我该做什么善事我才能够得永生
says, What good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?
那主耶稣没有讲得永生
The Lord Jesus did not say obtain eternal life.
信耶稣就有永生
Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will have eternal life.
所以你看你得着永生和相信发生关系的
And so obtaining eternal life and believing is related.
但是下面主耶稣是和他讲了进入永生。
And then the Lord Jesus here says about entering into life.
你如果要进入永生，就应当遵守诫命。
If you want to enter into eternal life, you keep the commandments.
那么我要问。
So we need to ask.
对于这个少年的官是个犹太人。
And so this young man is a Jew.
所以主耶稣对他说，你如果要进入永生，你就应当遵守诫命。
And so the Lord told a Jew, if you wish to enter into eternal life, keep the commandments.
所以你要记得得永生跟进永生不一样。
And so obtaining eternal life and entering into eternal life are different.
信耶稣就得永生。
Believe the Lord Jesus, obtain eternal life.
是指着我们今天有基督的生命，神的生命在我们里面来说的。
And that is to say that Lord Jesus has life is in us.
这对基督徒来说的。
And for Christians.
但对以色列人来说。
But for Israelites.
以色列人他们有一个观念。
Israelites have a conception.
他们有今生，有今世，也有来生。
They have present life and future life.
或者说 present age 跟 age to come.
Present age and age to come.
那么对以色列人来讲。
For the Israelites,
你怎么从今世一直到永将来世呢？
How do you enter from this age to the next age?
那中间一定要经过复活的。
And then you must go through resurrection.
这个你读但以理书就很清楚。
Daniel will tell us so.
所以我们知道所有的以色列人。
So all the Israelites,
他们知道说将来有个国度叫做千年国。
They know that in the age to come there is a millennial kingdom.
那么什么叫千年国呢？
What's millennial kingdom?
那么所有进入千年国的人，他们都是要经过复活的。
Those who enter into the millennial kingdom must go through resurrection.
那么请记得，那么等到他们一进到千年国里面，
when they enter into the millennial kingdom,
这个就叫做永生了。
That is called eternal life.
你知道说这个永生啊，这个千年国只是一千年。
So a millennial kingdom is only 1,000 years.
但是呢，永世是很长的时间。
But we know that eternity is very very long.
好像一个人进到城里面。
It's like someone entered the city.
进到城门的时候
Enter the gate,
那个城门不是只是一道门
It's not just one gate,
那个城门是个 hallway 是一个走廊的
It's a hallway.
你等着走完走廊你才进到城里面
After the hallway, then you enter the city.
所以一千年就是那个走廊
the 1,000 years is the hallway.
你明白吗
you understand?
然后你离开了一千年以后就是永世了
If you go past the hallway, and that's the eternity.
所以对于以色列人来讲
And so for the Israelites,
他们讲到进入永生
when you talk about going, entering into eternal life,
是指着将来他们要进到永生的范围里面去
And that is to enter into the boundaries
the sphere of eternal life.
Eternal life.
所以我们要记得
And so we must remember,
永生对我们来讲是生命
Eternal life for us is about life.
但是对以色列人来讲乃是范围
For the Israelites is a sphere.
他们要进到永生的范围里面去。
They want to enter the sphere of eternal life.
这一点很重要的。
Very important.
我们这两天会把它解释得更清楚。
I'll explain this further later.
那如果你没有把这些弄清楚的话
If you don't get this right,
有的地方我们就糊涂了。
Then you'll be muddled.
那么很感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见今天主来到地上。
Today, Lord came to earth.
他是把当初应许给以色列人的。
The time he gave the promises to Israel.
他们要进到永生的范围里面去。
They want to enter into the sphere of eternal life.
他把的时间提早了。
He brought forward the time.
今天我们就进到永生的范围。
Today we enter into the sphere of eternal life.
因为今天我们已经就有了永远的生命。
Because today we already have the eternal life.
你明白吗？
You understand?
对于以色列人来讲，
But for the Israelites,
好像遗嘱一样。遗嘱 like 这个 will,
it's like a will, it's like a will.
你知道遗嘱啊是死的时候才生效的。
You know that a will only takes effect after death.
所以你活的时候你不能享受遗嘱的好处。
When you're alive, you cannot enjoy the benefits of the will.
所以遗嘱的好处都是将来的。
So the benefits of the will is after, is afterwards.
你明白吗？这个永生对以色列来讲，
for the Israelites,
你死的时候你不能享受的。
When you die, you cannot enjoy it.
那你死以前你不能。
Before you die, you cannot enjoy it.
只有你死以后，你才进入永生。
It's only after you die that you enter into eternal life.
很多基督徒现在也是这样。
Many Christians are also like that.
他们不知道自己得救了。
They do not know that they are saved.
他们也许死了以后，我才能享受永生。
They thought that after they die, then they can enjoy eternal life.
不是，你知道主耶稣的救恩是什么救恩吗？
And so you know what kind of salvation?
他把以色列人一千年以不知道多少年以后才有的千禧年的福气。他们要等到他们死了以后
they must wait until they die,
然后要进到千年国里面
then they enter the middle kingdom,
然后他们才能享受千年国所有的福气
then they can enjoy all the privileges of the middle kingdom.
那个 blessing 其实就是亚伯拉罕的福气
that blessing is the blessing of Abraham.
但是请记得
But remember,
当我们蒙恩得救的时候
when we are saved,
把以色列人要等好久好久那个永生 今天就让我们来享用。
The eternal life that the Israelites have to wait so long for, we already enjoy it.
所以这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
那么讲到这个进永生的进入永生的时候
，and talking about entering into eternal life.
然后二十三节。
Verse 23,
耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。”
Truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以你明白吗？前面讲进永生。
In the front of entering into life.
你若要进入永生。
If you want to enter into life.
结果呢？这里说进天国。
Then now here in 23 says, enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以你知道这个天国乃是指着将来千年国说的。
And so this kingdom of heaven is referring to
millennium kingdom. Because for the
Jews, but for the Jews,
their glory
is in the future.
They enter into
eternal
life. Then they
enter the sphere of the kingdom of heaven.
Then you read 24.
And then verse 24.
我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And again, I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以你明白吗？这里有三样东西。
So there are three things here.
一个进入永生。
Here is entering into life.
一个进入天国。
And second, enter into heaven.
还有进入神的国。
And then enter into the kingdom of God.
都是一样的。
All the same.
你明白吗？在这里进入永生。
Here, enter into life.
进入神的国。
Enter the kingdom of God.
进入天国。
And then kingdom of God.
都是指着千年国说的。
All these three refer to the millennial kingdom.
主耶稣来了以后。
The Lord just come.
有一个国度是一千年的。
There is a kingdom that's 1,000 years.
那请记得，以色列人所等候的盼望就是那一千年。
The Jews wait for that 1,000 years.
所以他们的福气乃是永生的福气。
That blessing is the blessing of the eternal life.
但是你看基督得的福音有何等的不同。
But Christians obtain the eternal life.
以色列要等到将来。
Israelites must wait in the future.
但是今天我们就能享受千禧年所有的福气。
Today we can already enjoy all the blessings of the millennial kingdom.
所以你看见吗？这是非常非常不一样，非常非常特别的。
So this is very very different.
那因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
所以我们才有的时候才会不清楚。
Sometimes we become muddled up.
那原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
原因很简单，就是我们把几个词没有弄清楚。
It's because we muddle up the terms.
所以我再说。
So once again,
这个神的国是最 general, 最可以说是个通用的词，是一个最 general 的。
So the kingdom of God is the most general term.
但是有的时候它特别是和天国是互用的。
On the other hand, sometimes it's interchangeable with the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个比方说在马太福音十九章，那特别指着 millennium 说的。
And so Matthew 19 talks about millennial kingdom.
但是不要忘记，
well,
对以色列人来讲，
for the Israelites,
因为到了千年国，将来他才会永生。
Because for the Israelites, only in the future, in the millennial kingdom, then they have eternal life.
但是我们今天就有永生了。
But today we already have eternal life.
我们所在的范围就是个国度的范围。
Our realm is the kingdom of God.
我们已经在天国里面了。
We are already in the kingdom of heaven.
所以对以色列人来讲，
But for the Israelites,
他们的国度是在将来。
Their kingdom is in the future.
他们的永生在将来。
Their eternal life is in the future.
但对我们永生是今天。
But for us, eternal life is today.
所以天国也是今天。
And so kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is also today.
所以弟兄们，你懂吗？
So do you understand?
一面天国是今天的。
On the one hand, kingdom of heaven is today.
一面天国也是将来的。
On the other hand, kingdom of heaven is also in the future.
对以色列人来讲，
But for the Israelites,
那是将来。
It's for the future.
因为讲了进入永生，
Because enter into life,
这是以色列人的盼望。
This is the hope of the Israelites.
但对基督徒来讲，
But for the Christians,
我们今天天堂就开始了。
Heaven has already begun.
我们今天就享受永生了。
Today we already enjoy eternal life.
感谢主，这是福音在我们身上所做的。
This is the work of the gospel in our life.
但是不止这样。
Not only so.
我们的盼望也在将来。
But our hope is also in the future.
那我们的盼望是什么呢？
What's our hope?
这就是主耶稣说，你们要进入天国。
And that is the Lord Jesus says you must enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以当你读这些圣经的时候，
So when you study the Bible,
你发现一面是指天国是今天的，
So one hand, kingdom of heaven is today.
一面呢，它又指着将来的。
On the other hand, it's also futuristic.
所以我想我们把它稍微看一下就好，看一下就会很清楚了。
So we read a few scriptures and we begin.
我们要好好读几个地方的圣经。
Shall we turn to a few scriptures?
罗马书第十四章。
Romans 14.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以你看，这个神的国是属灵的。
And so here, the kingdom of God is spiritual.
这神的国明显今天就开始了。
And so very clearly, kingdom of God has begun already.
但是呢，我们看马太福音二十五章。
So if we see Matthew chapter 25,
三十四节。
Matthew 25 verse 34.
二十五章三十四节。
25:34.
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
所以这里的国都是将来的。
So here the kingdom is in the future.
什么时候呢？
So、when,
等到我们的主回来了
when the Lord comes back,
那么就像马太福音三二十五章所说的
and then in Matthew 25,
他要坐在他荣耀的宝座上
he will sit on his throne of glory,
在那个时候他就把国赐给他们了
at that time, he will give his kingdom to them.
所以神的国是现在
so the kingdom of God is now,
但神的国也是将来
the kingdom of God is also future.
所以你看见有没有冲突呢没有冲突、
so is there a clash? No.
你看见一面是现在的一面是将来的我们再看哥罗西书哥罗西书第一章第十三节又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业
Verse 34, He delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
你注意到这里讲的爱子的国。
Here it talks about the kingdom of His beloved Son.
当然你读这一段你知道我们已经在爱子的国里面。
We all know that we are already in the kingdom of His beloved Son.
所以他的爱子是哪里哪里就是天堂。
Where His beloved Son is there, the kingdom is.
所以对我们来讲
And so for us,
这里的天国是现在。
Kingdom of heaven is now.
我们已经在爱子的国里面。
We are already in the kingdom of His beloved Son.
但是我们看彼得后书。
We see 2 Peter.
彼得后书。第一章
Second Peter chapter 1
第一章第十一节
Verse 11
这样必叫你们丰丰富富得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国
For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus will be abundantly supplied to you
那这里讲到将来
Here it talks about the future
讲到我们还没有进入
Talks about yet to enter
既然在爱子的国里表示我们已经在里面了
Since we are in the kingdom of His beloved Son, we are already in.
这里告诉我们要进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Here it talks about entering in the future, the eternal kingdom.
这个很明显指着将来说的。
Here it talks about in the future.
我们再看马太福音第八章。
Then we see Matthew chapter 8.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west and recline at the table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
你看，将来有许多人，所以可见这个天国也是将来的。
And here there is a future sense that many shall come.
那个时候，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各要和我们一同坐席。
At the time, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will feast with us.
但十二节，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness in that place that shall be weeping and gnashing.
这只做以色列人说的。
Here it talks about Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在这里很清楚，天国是将来的。
And so we know that the kingdom of heaven is in the future.
所以一面是现在，一面也是将来的。
So on the one hand, it's now, and on the other hand, the future.
然后我们来看路加福音第十七章。
Then we see Matthew, Luke chapter 17.
二十节。
Verse 20.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到，耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看了在这里看了在那里，因为神的国就在你们中间。
Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, look, here it is or there it is, for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
你看法利赛人问说，神的国什么时候来到？
And so the Pharisees asked, when is the kingdom of God coming?
那主耶稣告诉他们说，神的国已经在你们中间。
And so the Lord said, the kingdom of God is already in your midst.
因为主耶稣在他们中间。
Because the Lord Jesus was with them.
主耶稣在哪里，神的国就在哪里。
Where the Lord Jesus was, there the kingdom of God is.
所以你看神的国是今天的。
And so the kingdom of God is today, present.
然后呢，我们看马太福音十三章。
And then we see Matthew chapter 13.
马太十三章。
Matthew 13.
第四十一节。
Verse 41.
人要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来。
The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness.
那这里的国是人子的国。
And so here is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
那这个什么时候，这个事情什么时候发生的呢？
When does this happen?
那就是三十九节，收割的时候就是世界的末了。
Verse 39 it says, at the end of the age where the reapers reap.
所以你明白吗？这里讲到收割，讲到世界的末了，那个时候人子的国才出现的。
And so at the end of the age where the harvest is reaped.
所以很明显，这里的天国。乃是末日将来的天国。
And so here the kingdom of heaven is in the time to come.
那我们再看一个地方，约翰三章三节。
John 3:3.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
第五节
Verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在告诉你们，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
我们都得重生了。
We all saved.
我们不只见神的国。
Not only do we see God's kingdom,
我们也进入神的国。
We have entered his kingdom.
所以神的国是现在。
And so now God's kingdom is now.
那最后我们再读一个地方，希伯来书。
We lastly turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章，不是启示录十一章。
Revelations chapter 11.
十一章十五节。
Verse 15.
第七会天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。”
And the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven, saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever."
那不要忘记啊，本来世界的国和是在撒旦的手里。
You must remember that originally the kingdom of the world is in the hands of the Satan.
等到第七位天使吹号的时候
，But when the seventh angel sounds the trumpet,
很明显那个国不在撒旦的手里。
Very evidently, the kingdom is no longer in Satan's hands.
所以世上的国呢，就成了我主和我主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
And so the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
所以这个神的国将来在地上的。
And so in the future, this kingdom of God is in the earth.
就是原来世上的国。
And then it's the original kingdom of this earth.
结果就变成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，一直到永远的。
And it's become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
那你把这些圣经都读过以后
，After you read all these verses,
那一面你看见天国度是今天的
，On the one hand, you see that the kingdom is now.
但是也是将来的
，But it's also in the future.
那你说怎么可能是现是今天又是将来的呢
？Then you say, how come can be today and also tomorrow?
因为天国是主耶稣第一次来。
Because kingdom of heaven is when Lord Jesus came,
一直到他第二次来。
Up to the time he's coming.
那弟兄姊妹，所以为什么天国是今天的呢
？So why is it that kingdom of heaven is today?
因为今天我们所在神的国，就刚好在主耶稣第一次来，一直到主耶稣第二次来的中间。
Because today the kingdom of God that we are in right now is in this period.
所以天国是今天的。
And so kingdom of heaven is today.
但是天国也是将来的。
And so kingdom of heaven is also future.
为什么是将来的呢
？Why future?
因为等到我们主回来以后。
Because when the Lord Jesus comes again.
然后就有一千年的国度。
And then there's 1,000 years millennium.
那请记得， 那一千年我们要与主一同做王。
In the 1,000 years for the new kingdom, we will be kings with him.
那么那个千禧年，那个千年国。
That millennial kingdom,
那个一千年国
that 1,000 years millennial kingdom,
当然是将来的
it's in the future,
因为对我们来讲还没有发生
because for us, it hasn't happened.
所以你看见天国一面是我们的经历
On the one hand, the kingdom of heaven is our experience.
另外一方面是我们的盼望
It's also our hope.
所以你看见一面是现在的一面也是将来的
so On the one hand, it is now. On the other hand, it's future.
如果你懂得天国的定义
If you know the
Definition.
Definition of
我再说一下，是从主耶稣第一次来，
It's when the Lord Jesus first came,
一直到主耶稣第二次来，
up to the point of Jesus second coming,
到了千禧年末了的时候，
up to the end of the millennial kingdom,
等到我们的主把国度交给父神，
when our Lord gives the kingdom to the Father,
那这一段的国度，
that period of the kingdom,
圣经称它做天国。
Bible terms it as the kingdom
我想这样就很清楚了。
That's very clear.
那么有了这样的观念以后
With such a conception,
我想这一次我们要用一卷的书来给我们做解释。
We want to use one book to explain to us.
那我们要用马太福音。
We want to use the book of Matthew.
那马太福音一共有28章。
Matthew has 28 chapters.
但是因为马太福音讲天国。
But because Matthew talks about kingdom of heaven,
别的地方没有用天国。
Because other places don't use kingdom of heaven.
所以你看见马太的执事乃是关乎天国的执事。
And so that contribution of Matthew is kingdom of heaven.
他本来是个税吏。
Originally he was a tax collector.
他本来是罗马帝国的 agent, 是罗马帝国的代理人。
At first he was an agent of the Roman Empire.
现在他蒙恩得救了。
Now he's saved.
他就做了天国的代理人。
Now he became the agent of heaven.
所以如果你要懂得什么叫天国。
If you want to know the king, what is kingdom of heaven,
圣经没有一卷书比马太福音讲得更清楚。
There is no other book more clear than the.
这里你能找到天国的定义。
Here you can see the definition of kingdom of heaven.
这里你能知道天国从哪里开始，从哪里结束。
Here we know the period of the beginning and end of the kingdom of heaven.
这里给我们看见什么叫天国的赏赐。
Here we know what's the reward of the kingdom of heaven.
这里给我们看见说，天国怎样是隐藏的天国。
We know also how the kingdom of heaven is a mystery.
将来有一天要显出来的。
One day is to be manifested.
那不止这样。也是马太福音告诉我们天国跟做门徒有什么关系天国跟教会有什么关系所以弟兄姊妹许多人不明白马太福音所以难怪他不懂得国度的真理你知道尼定讲过一句话他说马太福音 比启示录要难十倍不止
Matthew is even more difficult than Revelations 10 times.
我们觉得路加，我们觉得启示录最难的了。
We all thought that Revelations was more difficult.
一点都没有错。我看了很多人解释马太福音。
Many people explain Matthew.
也看很多人解释启示录。
Also, many people explain Revelations.
最好的头脑都用在解释启示录。
The best brains explain Matthew, Revelations.
你看到启示录有很多很好的注解。
There are many experts. Commentaries on Revelation.
但是当你读到马太福音的时候
When you study Matthew,
你就发现很多人在国度这个真理面前就糊涂了
Many people are muddled up with the doctrines of the kingdom of heaven.
其实马太福音真的把天国的各方面为我们完全的解释清楚了
Matthew explains all the different dimensions of the kingdom of heaven.
所以如果我们能够真的懂得马太福音的话
If you really understand Matthew,
那弟兄姊妹关于天国的真理就完全解开了
Then we will unfold the doctrine of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们大概刚才知道了什么叫做天国，什么叫做神的国，什么为什么是现在，又是将来。我们有了概念以后
，So now that we have an idea what is kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, and the time span of kingdom of heaven，
我们也讲了进永生。
We also talk about eternal life.
我们的得永生跟进入永生不一样的。
We know that obtaining eternal life and entering eternal life are different.
我们是得着永远的生命。
We have obtained the eternal life.
我们将来也进到永生的范围。
We also enter in the future the realm of eternal life.
但是对以色列人来说
，But for the Israelites,
如果他们不信主的话
，If they do not believe in the Lord,
他们最多当初，但他们没有得着永生，但有一天可以进到永生里面去。
Not having obtained eternal life, one day they will enter into this sphere of eternal life.
那这样你读马太福音，你发现很多的问题就解决掉了。
If you understand this, then a lot of problems will be resolved.
这一点非常重要的。
This is important.
那么现在我想我们稍微 我们不可能一点一滴来看马太福音，这是不可能的。
We cannot see every iota of the book of Matthew.
我们当然如果有机会，如果能够好好读马太福音，那我想最少20个钟头才可以。
If we want to study the book of Matthew properly, we need 20 hours.
你知道今年年初的时候在意大利，我们知道世界各地有人专门聚在一起读路加福音。
We know that many in Italy, many brothers from all over the world came to study.
但是不是所有人都可以参加的。
But not everybody can participate.
他们有钱也不可以参加。
Even with money, you still cannot participate.
他们一定要读完路加福音20遍才可以参加。
You must read the book of Luke 20 times before you can come.
马太福音更难了。
Matthew is even more difficult.
所以如果我们真的要懂得马太福音的话
If you really want to study Matthew,
如果好好来看马太福音的话
If you want to study Matthew properly,
那我想最少需要20个钟头的
Then at least 20 hours.
所以这次我们只是大概点一下就好了
We can only point a few places here.
然后你看见马太福音的确把天国讲得最清楚的
Matthew explains the kingdom of heaven most clearly.
那首先我想我要提一下
First, I want to say,
你如果仔细读马太福音
If you study carefully Matthew,
一共28章
28 chapters,
但是它背后有一个 structure 有一个结构的
There is a structure.
这个结构是个对称的结构 symmetric 结构
There's a symmetry in the structure.
这个结构是头尾对称的
and the front and back is symmetrical.
你如果仔细读马太福音
If you study Matthew carefully,
刚开始给我们看见犹太人的王
In the beginning, it talks about the king of the Jews.
到了最后一章
at the last chapter,
给我们看见宇宙的王
talks about the universal.
因为天上 king of the universe,
king of the universe.
因为天上、地上、地底下的权柄都已经赐给我们的神主了
Because heaven on earth and under the earth, all authority is given to this king.
那刚开始就讲到天使
In the beginning, it talks about heavenly
angels. 马太福音最后也讲到天使
At the back also talk about angels.
所以你看见吗？头跟尾是对称的。
So back, front and back are symmetrical.
那么然后你看主耶稣受试探。
And then the Lord Jesus was tempted.
那么主耶，你那个试探的内容是什么
？What is the content of the?
如果你是神的儿子
，If you are the son of God.
那弟兄姊妹，这句话就是试探的话。
This is a word of temptation.
你看主耶稣受试探。
The Lord Jesus was tempted.
这是刚开始的时候。
This is the beginning.
你读到马太福音最后面。
When you see the end of the book of Matthew,
主耶稣又受试探。
The Lord again was tempted.
如果你是神的儿子，你可以从十字架上跳下来。
If you are the son of God, then you can come down from the cross.
如果你神的儿子，你可以救你自己。
If you are the son of God, you can save yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？你明白很清楚的。你慢慢的，马太福音的头跟马太福音的尾刚好是对称的。
So the front and back are symmetrical.
然后到了马太五章、六章、七章。
Then Matthew 5, 6, 7.
那这里是讲到关乎天国的。
And then there is the kingdom of heaven there.
那么然后呢，你读到24章、25章。
Then 24, 25.
那里也讲到天国。
There talks about kingdom of heaven.
但是你发现不一样。
But it's different.
讲到马太5章、6章、7章。
Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
给我们看见天国的实际。
Talks about realities of the kingdom of heaven.
但是讲到24章、25章。
When it comes to 24 and 25.
给我们看见天国的显现。
Talks about the many.Of the kingdom of heaven.
所以你看，一个是实际，一个是显现。
One is the reality, one is the manifest.
一个是隐藏的，一个是彰显的。
One is the hidden, one is the manifest.
然后你再往中间看。
And then in the center of the book.
然后你就有马太福音第十章。
Then there's Matthew chapter 10.
告诉我们怎样做主的门徒。
How to become the Lord's disciples.
然后从那边过来，到了16章，你看见主说：“我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。”
And up to chapter 16, we want to go. God, the Lord says, "I will build my church upon this rock."
好，第十章以后。
And then after chapter 10,
我们的主被人弃绝了。
The Lord was rejected by the people.
那么你读过13章以后也是一样。
Chapter 13 speaks likewise.
你看见我们的主一面是5个饼2条鱼叫5000人吃饱。
On the one hand, the Lord with five loaves and 2 fish fed 5,000 people.
但是因为以色列人弃绝他。
But because the Jews rejected him.
所以他到了推罗西顿。
And so he went to
Tyre and Sidon.
Tyre and Sidon.
然后到了一个迦南妇人那里。
And went to this Canaanite woman.
我想你还记得那个故事。
You remember the story?
这是外，他已经到了外邦了。
He came to the Gentiles.
他绕了好大的圈子。
He went through one big round.
就到了加利利海的东边。
Then he went to the east side of the Sea of Galilee.
那一带叫做底加波利 Decapolis.
Decapolis.
Deca 是十的意思。
Deca means ten.
Polis 是城市的意思。
Polis means city.
所以有10个城市是罗马的城市。
And so there are 10 cities which belong to the Romans.
所以可见是外邦人的地方。
And so that's the place of Gentiles.
结果就在外邦的地方。
And so in the place of Gentiles,
主耶稣又用几个饼几条鱼，结果行了个神迹，叫四千人吃饱。
Yeah, the Lord, another wrought a miracle that fed 4,000 people.
所以你看见吗？不光主耶稣叫五千个人吃饱，他也叫四千个人吃饱。
Not only did the Lord feed 5,000, he fed 4,000. Second occasion.
他一面在旷野为以色列人摆设宴席。
On the one hand, he laid a table before the children of Israel.
但另外一方面，他没有忘记外邦人。
He did not forget the Gentiles.
所以为什么他到外邦人中间去？
Why did he go to the Gentiles?
他被弃绝了。
He was rejected.
然后最中央的一张圣经就是马太福音十三章。
Right at the middle is the Matthew chapter 13.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？
So do you know?
你从开始和尾巴慢慢往中间集合。
From the beginning and end, and you proceed to the center.
你发现整本的马太福音头跟尾是对称的。
You see that the beginning and end are symmetrical.
然后最后你就来到了十三章。
And then you finally come to Matthew 13.
那你发现十三章就变成最中央的一章。
The chapter 13 is right in the middle.
那圣灵是不是要借着十三章来告诉我们些什么呢？
That the Holy Spirit uses chapter 13 to tell us something.
那我让大家有一个概念哈。
We give a sense.
我给大家一句话，我同样是一句话中文的，一句话英文，大家就懂得了。
I give one phrase in English and one phrase in Chinese.
比方说，你现在一个字哈是横，中文横着写的，等于因为我在说横着写，从左边到右边。比方说。
So if in Chinese you use a stroke from left to right.
好，如果你懂得中文，你听我这样讲。
If you just know Chinese, listen Chinese enough.
上海自来水。然后水来自海上，你懂吗？上海自来水，水来自海上。那你可以从左边读到右边，右边的读左边都是一样的，对不对？
哦 ，these two Chinese phrases are symmetrical.
你看，这是上海自来水，水来自海上，所以上跟上是对的。
So, sun and sun, the two ends are the same.
海是跟海是对的。
High and high are the same.
然后字跟字是对的。
So the words are symmetrical.
然后呢，来跟来是对的。
来，
然后水跟水是对的。
And finally, 水跟水。
好，你们懂得英文的话。
So if you know English,
Isaac loves Rebecca as much as Rebecca loves Isaac.
Isaac loves Rebecca as much as Rebecca loves Isaac.
那你看，你可以从左边读到右边，也可以从右边读到左边。
Whether you read from left to right or right to left, the same.
这里是 Isaac, 这里是 Isaac.
There's Isaac, there's Isaac.
然后 loves.
Then loves.
然后 Rebecca.
Then Rebecca.
然后 as much as.
As and as and in between much.
那你就知道这个是对称的了。
And so this is symmetrical.
那这个 structure 就是马太福音的 structure.
This is the structure in Matthew.
你懂吗？我们这次没有时间去看整本的马太福音。
We have no time to see the entire structure.
但是我把这个先让大家清楚。
And so I let this structure be known to you.
所以这什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就圣灵告诉我们说，
the Holy Spirit tells us,
如果你要明白什么是天国，
if you understand what the kingdom of heaven is,
为什么只有马太福音讲天国，
why is it that only Matthew talks about kingdom of heaven?
如果你要懂得天国的种种，
if you want to talk about all the things about kingdom of heaven,
那么有一章是很重要的一章，
then one chapter is very important.
这一章可以说就把天国的每一方面都把它解释了，
and that is, it explains all the dimensions of the kingdom of heaven.
所以现在我们知道说马太福音十三章就变成非常重要了。
So Matthew chapter 13 is very, very important.
好，那现在我们来看几章几节最重要的节。
So let's look at a few scriptures.
第十三章第十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”
And he answered and said to them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted."
然后我们来看第三十五节。
And then verse 35.
这是要应验先知的话说：“我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。”
So that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables; I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world."
十六节。
Verse 16.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But blessed are your eyes because you see, and your ears because they hear.
我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和异人要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
Verse 17. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it.
那马太福音十三章讲什么？
Matthew chapter 13, what does it say?
讲天国的奥秘。
Also, mysteries of the kingdom.
而这个奥秘呢，是从创立世界以来 就把它隐藏的。
And so this mystery was hidden since the foundation of the world.
现在有人要把它发明出来。
And so now this is to be explained.
是谁把这天国的奥秘解开的呢？
Who is the one that opened up the key to the kingdom of heaven?
是主耶稣自己解开的。
It is the Lord Jesus himself who opened it.
为什么天国这么难懂呢？
Why is it the kingdom of heaven is so difficult?
它是个奥秘。
Because it's a mystery.
你需要得到启示。
You need to have revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
So do you see it?
为什么天国我们不容易明白？
Why is it so difficult to understand?
因为天国是个奥秘。
Because it's a mystery.
从创立世界以来，没有人看见，没有人知道。
Since the foundation of the world, nobody understood it.
2000年前
2000 years ago,
主耶稣来到地上。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
他把布幔 veil 把它解开了。
He opened up the veil.
现在我们看见了。
Now we see.
你懂吗？
Do you understand?
他把这个奥秘解释给谁呢？
Who does he explain this mystery to?
解释给门徒。
He explained to the disciples.
所以他恭喜门徒们。
And so he congratulated the disciples.
你们的眼睛是有福的。
Your eyes are blessed.
你们看见了。
You are able to see.
你们的耳朵是有福的。
Your ears are blessed.
因为听见了。
Because you are able to hear.
弟兄姊妹。
You understand?
为什么马太福音13章这么重要？
So why is Matthew 13 so important?
因为这里我们的主把他心中的秘密告诉他的门徒。
Because here he tells us the hidden of what's in his heart.
几千年来没有人知道的。
All these past years, nobody knew.
所以主说，从前有许多先知和义人，要看见你们所看见却没有看见。
They wanted to see what you saw, but did not see.
先知包括但以理，
prophets including Daniel,
包括以赛亚，
including
耶利米，
Jeremiah,
以西结，
Ezekiel,
他们都没有看见。
All of them did not see.
门徒看见了，
the disciples saw.
为什么？
Why?
在旧约它是个奥秘，
because in Old Testament it's a mystery.
没有人看见的。
Nobody saw.
所以你看见吗？还有呢，义人是谁呀？
And who are,
约伯是个义人，
who are righteous?
亚伯拉罕是义人，
Job was righteous,
摩西也是个义人，
Moses was righteous,
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见他们先知和义人要看你们所看见却没有看见，要听你们所听见的却没有听见。
They wanted to hear, but they did not hear.
然后主耶稣解释那个比喻，
And then the Lord Jesus explained.
他一把比喻一解开，
When he explained the parable,
啊，门徒们就明白了。
And then the disciples understood.
所以请记得，
And so please remember,
为什么天国的真理这么难懂呢？
Why is it that the doctrine of the kingdom of heaven is so difficult to understand?
你凭着头脑你不会懂得的。
With your mind, you cannot understand.
你应该像保罗的一样祷告，
You must pray like Paul did.
求主赐给我智慧和启示的灵，
that we might be able to have the eyes of our hearts open.
不光门徒看见了，
Not only the disciples,
但愿我们也看见了，
that we also can see.
所以这个周末但愿主对我们说，
And so this weekend, may the Lord speak to
us, 你们的眼睛是有福的，
that your eyes are,
你们看见了，
you are able to,
你们的耳朵是有福的，
your ears are blessed,
因为听见了，
because you are able to hear.
所以可见天国这个东西，
And so this kingdom of heaven,
给我们看见说，
Tells us,
好像旧约的人看是看见却不明白，
It's like the Old Testament prophets saw, but did not,
听也听见了，
heard, but did heard,
懂了又好像没有懂，
they seemed to know, but did not know.
一面懂了，
On the one hand, they seemed to know,
天国近了，你们应当悔改，
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但是你看见主耶稣没有解释什么叫天国，
The Lord Jesus did not explain what was the kingdom of heaven.
那是不是真懂了呢？
But is it really, did they
understand? 他没有完全懂，
No, they did not really
understand. 你等一等，你看见说原来我们的主就把有一部分新约里面没有的就把它启示出来了。
And so the Lord revealed a portion in the New Testament that was not previously.
所以他就讲了七个比喻。
He talked about seven parables.
当他讲完七个比喻，
After talking about seven parables,
那请记得这七个比喻的目的就是要把天国的奥秘向我们解开的。
The purpose of these seven parables is to explain the goal of the kingdom of heaven.
所以如果我们听主的话，
If we hear God's word,
我们让他把这一段圣经为我们解开，
then we let him explain this
message, 然后我们就能看见门徒所看见的，
then we are able to see what the disciples saw.
然后你才知道说，
then you will know,
天国这个东西，
heaven, kingdom,
如果不是主启示的话，
if it is not for the Lord's revelation,
你看见连约翰施洗约翰都误会了，
even John the Baptist misunderstood,
他说天国近了，
he said the kingdom of heaven,
他应该最懂得天国的，
He should know the kingdom of heaven more.
后来他为什么要跌倒呢？
Why did he stumble subsequently?
他打发人去问主说，到底我是等候你呢，还等候别人呢？
He sent some people to ask the Lord, are we waiting for you or for someone?
如果天国近了，
If the kingdom of heaven is at hand,
为什么他还在监牢里面？
Why was he still in prison?
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果天国近了，你应该从监牢里被释放才对。
If the kingdom of heaven has come at hand, then you should be released.
如果天国近了， 那么应该主应该用铁杖来管辖万国的。
Then the Lord used to should be reigning with the rod.
所以他来拯救约翰是没有困难的。
And so delivering John the Baptist is not a problem.
但是弟兄姊妹，约翰跌倒了。
But John the Baptist stumbled.
约翰为什么跌倒了？
Why did he stumble?
因为他没有看见。
Because he did not see
天国的奥秘。
He did not see the mystery.
那个奥秘只给那些婴孩看见的。
This mystery is only for children.
所以请记得，到了马太福音。
And so when we come to Matthew,
这个天国的真理才解开的。
Then this doctrine of the kingdom of heaven is open.
但是很可惜，很多人到今天还是像犹太人一样。
Many people today are like the Israelites.
他们只看见天国的一面。
They only see the one portion of the kingdom of heaven.
你等一等，你就知道。
After that, you'll know.
当你读到最后，读到第52节的时候。
When you come to verse 52,
他说：“凡文士受教做天国的门徒。”
Therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple,
就像一个家族从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
It's like a head of a household brings forth out of his treasure things new and old.
文士是旧约的圣经学者。
The scribe is the scholar of the Old Testament.
就像这些门徒一样。
It's just like the disciples.
如果来到主面前受教。
If they come to be taught by the Lord,
他就做了天国的门徒。
Then you become the disciple of the kingdom of heaven.
结果他拿出两样东西来。
Then he brings out two things.
旧约是旧的东西。
Old Testament, old things.
现在主把新的东西启示给他。
Now the Lord brought the new things to be revealed to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
你要讲到天国的时候，
When you talk about kingdom of heaven,
它有旧的，有新的。
There is the old part, the new part.
所以我们等一等来看。
And so when we come and see,
到底什么是旧的，什么是新的？
Which part is old, which part is new?
旧的，旧约的先知和义人他们都懂得。
The old part, the prophets of old, they understood.
那么新的他们没有看见，
But the New Testament, they did not see it.
所以问题是眼睛的问题。
So the problem is a problem.
到底我们眼睛行不行？
Whether our eyes are able to see.
我怎么知道你得了白内障呢？
How do I know you have cataract?
我告诉你说，这是两个指头还是一个指头？
I say there are two fingers here or one.
如果你说一个指头，
If you say you're one,
我说你得了白内障。
I say you have cataract.
你明白吗？
You understand?
其实是两个指头。
There are two fingers.
所以你看，天国有旧的一面，有新的一面。
So, kingdom of heaven is old part and new part.
那么旧约的人，包括约施洗约翰，他只看见旧的一面。
The Old Testament, including John the Baptist,
他只看见一个指头，他没有看见两个指头。
He saw one finger, not two.
一直到今天
，up to today,
以色列人他只知道主耶弥赛亚来一次。
The Israelites only know that the Lord Jesus came. Two
我们知道弥赛亚来两次。
We know that the Lord Jesus came two times.
所以是两个指头。
So it's two fingers.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
讲到最后的一次。
Up to the last time,
第二次回来
the second time,
你在旧约的先知都看见了
Even the Old Testament prophets, they saw it.
但是很多的先知就看不见第一次主耶稣第一次来
They could not see the Lord Jesus coming of the first time.
所以请我们记得为什么今天这个国度真理这么难懂呢
Why is it that the doctrine of the kingdom of heaven is so difficult?
我们就像犹太人一样
We are like the Jews.
因着这个缘故你看见很多地方就不明白了。
For this reason, we don't understand many portions.
但是感谢主，当你读到十三章的时候
，When you study chapter 13,
你看见慢慢慢慢许多不明白的，我们就明白了。
So you gradually see that what we do not understand, we begin to understand.
那么我们已经掌握了最重点了。
And so we have grabbed hold of the most important.
然后你从马太福音第一章读到二十八章。
So you read Matthew chapter 1 to 28.
然后你就看见说，圣灵很奇妙的把这些都为我们解释清楚了。
And the Holy Spirit in a miraculous way explains all these things to us.
所以这个就是我们这一次，我们如果主怜悯我们的话，我们很快的这样做，叫我们对于国度有更清楚的认识。
And so with the Lord be merciful to us, then we be clearer to matter of the things of the kingdom.